Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is The Feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
A public meeting in Henrietta regarding a proposed Chick-fil-A restaurant was held last night. The restaurant is proposing to take over the former Joe's Crab Shack space on Jefferson Road.
Oh, yeah, that close.
The plan would be the chain's second Rochester area location. The first, of course, opened in Greece earlier this year, back in April. And but there's some concerns, Whitney, and some concerns specifically stemming from what it was like when that Chick-fil-A opened in Greece.
Yeah, I know, but the more there are, then the less crazy it's going to be at each one.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I witnessed it firsthand. The traffic was pretty insane.
Yeah.
So now the Henrietta Town Board, they are trying to figure things out here because there's certainly a lot of concerns that have been raised when it comes to that traffic. A board member said that they do not want the same issues that the Greece location had when it opened up. So we'll keep an eye on that. I mean, it would be awesome.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. It would be awesome, and it would be bad for my gut, to be honest.
Yeah, you're just getting back into the gym. I mean, it's a good thing you live in Canandaigua. You'll be very far
that's
away
true,
from
that's
all
true.
Of them.
But it's like whenever, you know, I go to Grease Ridge, like, I feel
you
obligated.
Too.
Like, well, I'm on the west side, and I have to go through.
When we got lunch at Malt and Ember at the Grease Ridge Mall, you went to Chick-fil-A afterwards.
Well, I can't be that close
Monster.
To it and not take
God.
Advantage.
Speaking of food, if you're a Jimmy Dean lover, check your freezer. More than 29,000 pounds of Jimmy Dean frozen pork and poultry sausage are being recalled after the USDA's Food and Safety Inspection Service received complaints from consumers about pieces of metal being found
Whoa.
In their sausages. Yeah, the recall affects sausages that were shipped to an establishment in Tennessee before being distributed to retail stores. The product in question was packaged and produced on August 4th, and there is concern that consumers may still have the frozen sausages in their freezer. So you might have bought them a couple months ago. They're still in there. The product being recalled is the 23.4-ounce pouch of Jimmy Dean Heat and Serve Original Sausage Links made with pork and turkey. So anybody with that product covered by the recall should throw them away or return them to the place of purchase.
Time magazine has named killed and imprisoned journalists as their 2018 Person of the Year. That group includes a murdered Saudi journalist, two Reuters journalists imprisoned, and the five staffers killed in the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland. The honor was revealed yesterday during today after the 10 finalists were revealed on Monday's show.
Yeah.
It was the first time, by the way, the honor was given to people who are no longer alive.
Wow.
President Trump came in second and Robert Mueller came in third.
Wow.
It's not the first time they've done something like this before.
No.
I was looking back at the history, like at one point, I think it was in the early 90s maybe, like Our Endangered Earth was, you know, Time's Person of the Year.
Yeah, they
computers were in like the 80s.
Yeah, there's some creative license there for sure. Millennials, we are always accused of ruining everything, but one thing you can't call us out for is killing intimacy.
Oh, good.
A new study reports that intimacy plays a bigger role in casual sex among college students than previously thought. Researchers analyzed the results of an online survey that asked several hundred students at a university in the Northeast about their romantic relationships and casual sex. The rate of intimate activities such as cuddling, spending the night, eye gazing, and foreplay were common in casual sex scenarios, more common than assumed. The author of the study, who is a developmental psychologist at Binghamton University, that's your hometown area, Corey.
Represent.
Said, quote, "We have a stereotype that casual sex is just about meaningless sex, but this research shows that is not necessarily true." Interestingly, the study also found that young adults who indicated that they preferred casual hookups over relationship intimacy were more likely to want affection and intimacy from those casual encounters, suggesting that they seek to meet their need for intimacy through casual hookups.
Well, yeah, sure. Of course, that makes complete sense.
Huh?
That makes complete sense.
What do you mean it makes complete sense?
What do you think? Like, there's no, like, cuddling, or it's like, kind of get the deed done and then you're up and out of there?
Yeah, kind of.
Really?
That's always the impression I've gathered. I mean, think of all the movies and the TV shows and
yeah,
not
that's
to mention
TV
the stories.
That's not real life.
No, personal stories of friends of mine and you know.
Really?
Yeah. I personally, I have nothing wrong with it. I'm totally pro, like, the sex positive movement.
Sure.
Never been a big into the hookup culture myself, but from what I've gathered, it certainly seems like, you know, you do what you do, and then you call an Uber, and that's it.
Really?
Yeah. If it's casual, like, if it's, like, a totally casual, no strings attached hookup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's very bizarre.
I know.
I mean, I've had a couple of those incidents
what?
In my life. I know.
What?
And no, never did the, hey,
I
all right,
cool.
You were
cool. Waiting for marriage.
Never did the, yeah, that's why I've got a kid on the way.
Oh.
I never did the, hey, all right, cool. Well, see
cool.
ya.
Really?
No.
Hey, I'm going to call you an Uber.
I'm thinking back through my history here. And
I
no.
don't want to know much about your history.
But no, that's yeah, so, yeah. That would be so strange because it's still an intimacy. I mean, it's still a very intimate thing.
I think it probably varies. But yeah, I really did think that this was kind of that our culture.
Really?
Yeah, that our culture had become like, all right, I'll get you an Uber or I'll get my Uber.
No,
bye.
I think for a lot of people going that way, and again, kind of the casual hookup counter, casual hookup kind of lifestyle, I guess, if you will, is it's filling in the holes for things you're not having in your life. So if you don't have time for a relationship, for a lot of people, that's kind of what it is.
Friends with benefits.
But that doesn't mean you don't want some kind of intimacy still, because
okay.
It's still, that's a very intimate act. It's the most intimate
sure.
act there is.
Well, it is, but I don't know. You can certainly remove the emotional. It can be separate. You can separate the emotional from the physical depending on the encounter. Now, if it is a friends with benefits situation where you do care about that person as a human being, you know, they matter
yeah.
to you, then I could see it. But if it's somebody you like met at the bar that night, I don't know.
It seems so bizarre and weird and foreign to me to be like, all right, cool. See ya later.
I don't know. I always felt like intimacy, like, I don't know. Intimacy and sex aren't necessarily always aligned.
Really?
Like sometimes there is definitely sex without intimacy.
I don't know. This text coming through, Club PXY Safe text line 69822. That's because Corey's a nice guy. I wouldn't try to kick them out after.
Yeah.
Not everyone is a nice guy. I don't know. I mean, that's just,
yeah.
I can only pull from my experience, but the old, all right, I ordered you an Uber. Seems
yeah.
kind of weird.
Well, no, I'm not saying it's you know, the polite thing to do, but I just feel like I hear about that a lot from guy friends and people I've known. I don't know.
Strange.
Yeah. I mean, especially with like Tinder and that kind of whole thing where you're people are maybe, I don't know, getting around a little more. And I don't know.
Interesting.
We'll have to get somebody else in here who maybe knows a bit more about
this. Well, it's interesting because I'm thinking about that, and now I'm looking at my life now, and it's like completely
yeah,
different.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, now, and I wanted to bring this up, I learned something the other day,
mm-hmm.
That there is no rage quite like a pregnant woman.
Wow, what a segue.
Who suspects that another woman who is not pregnant just
ooh.
Parked in the expectant mother parking.
Ooh.
There's a little there's a little rage release. I've actually got a lot of questions about this, too.
Okay.
We'll get into that coming up next. Hold on.